No fire knocky for 5,000 crore luxury project. NBC road width, rules flouted. Buyers at risk. False six-lane road claim. Busted by CITI probe. Prira approval. Sparks. Regulatory collusion. Fears. Unmesh. Gujarati Sprouts News. Exclusive. An RTI probe by the Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, has exposed alarming violations in Godrej Aristocrat, Sector 49, Gurugram. Despite 2,600 crore plus sales claims, the project lacks a fire knock, violates NBC road width norms, and misleads buyers with false marketing, raising regulatory collusion concerns against HRERA and Godrej Properties. A 5,000 crore ultra-luxury project, Godrej Aristocrat, Sector 49, has come under serious regulatory scrutiny after RTI responses revealed shocking lapses in fire safety compliance, HRERA approvals, and misleading marketing practices. Despite being positioned as a marquee development, buyers and whistleblowers allege that the project has violated key norms under the National Building Code, NBC, and the Haryana Real Estate Regulatory Authority, RERA. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, ESIT, uncovered through on-site surveys and official RTI replies that Godrej Properties obtained approvals without securing a mandatory Fire No Objection Certificate, NOC. Buyers allege that this was facilitated by regulatory collusion and the misuse of discretionary powers by HREA. Fire safety violations, NBC clause ignored. RTI findings from the Haryana Fire Department confirm that no fire NOC has been issued for the Godrej Aristocrat project. Despite this, HREA allowed construction to proceed with just a 25 lakh rupee security deposit and a 6-month grace period, raising suspicions of procedural bypassing. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, measured the approach road width and found it to be only 9 meters at critical points. This is a direct violation of NBC Part 4, Clause 3.4.6.1i, which mandates a minimum 12-meter-wide road for high-rise projects to ensure safe access for fire tenders. Experts warn that such bottlenecks could prove fatal in emergencies, leading to evacuation failures and high-risk scenarios. Buyers, who have been demanding compliance proofs via repeated emails for more than 6 months, state that Godrej Properties has failed to provide clarifications. The silence has only deepened concerns about transparency and accountability. Misleading marketing. Six-lane road claim proved false beyond safety lapses. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, also exposed misleading marketing practices. The site map published on the official promotional brochures and builder-buyer agreements simply conceals 9-meter choke points at both ends of the main approach road. Furthermore, in the official launch video on YouTube and playing on a loop at their site on a wall-to-wall projector screen at the sales gallery, still clearly advertises a full-scale 6-lane road outside the project's entrance. However, SET's ground verification revealed that no such road exists. Instead, the approach is constrained by 9-meter choke points at both ends of the main approach road. This misrepresentation not only violates buyer trust, but also contravenes HREA rules. RTI replies further confirmed that no marketing brochures were submitted for approval before the project launch, in violation of the Haryana Government Gazette notification dated March 9, 2021. Part 3, Clause 6, FAI, CHQI2V. These regulations mandate prior approval to prevent circulation of deceptive promotional content, a rule clearly bypassed in this case. Buyer concerns and legal fallout. Buyers have cited bottleneck roads, false location claims, and a lack of regulatory transparency as key issues. Many allege unfair trade practices and mental harassment caused by uncertainty over fire safety compliance and misleading advertisements. Legal experts point out that such violations could invite penalties under both RERA and the Consumer Protection Act. The controversy also adds to the growing list of quality and regulatory issues surrounding Godrej properties in various states, where complaints about structural flaws, RERA misuse, and unmet promises are surfacing. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, ASIT, has urged authorities to conduct a comprehensive probe into how HRERA granted the license without fire department clearance and why mandatory marketing approvals were ignored. A test case for accountability. The Godrej Aristocrat case is emerging as a test case for the credibility of India's real estate regulatory framework. If a project valued at over 5,000 crore rupees can sidestep fire safety laws and RERA rules, it raises pressing questions about enforcement and accountability. For buyers, the lack of a fire knock, NBC violations, and false marketing practices have eroded confidence in the developer. For regulators, it has exposed gaps in compliance monitoring and discretionary approvals. Unless addressed urgently, the case could set a troubling precedent for India's luxury housing sector. Smriti Jain, name changed to protect identity, one of the affected buyers, told Sprouts, "Sit. We paid for safety, infrastructure, and trust. Instead, we got bottleneck roads, no fire knock, and glossy but misleading marketing gimmicks, along with demand notes for payments." While no clarification has been provided in response to our repeated emails and notes seeking information on compliance, the developer continues to issue payment demand notices and levy late fees interest for any delay in meeting their financial demands, says another Alati. Seema Sinha, name changed, has invested a significant portion of her life savings in this project, placing her trust in the brand. She has consistently urged the builder to address her serious concerns and has reached out to the promoters via their direct email addresses, emphasizing that the lack of proper responses to her critical queries is negatively impacting her health, leading to excessive anxiety and mental stress. She further says, "As per the agreement terms, I am eligible for a full refund with damages on account of default by builder clause, explicitly describing to non-adherence to RERA or applicable laws. The builder shall provide full refund with applicable interest."